The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we can contemplate this attitude of kindness in a very direct way. It's more subtle than thinking. How are we holding ourselves, holding the body? What are the intentions in the mind that are directing action, mental action, physical action? So it's a broad awareness that can just notice, not needing to judge or try to change right away, but just notice how we're holding ourselves, how we're holding the moment. Maybe there's some kindness, some ease, patience. Maybe there's some irritability, impatience. And just checking that attitude in and of itself can be a kind act, can be a remembering of that good feeling of kindness, non-hostility, acceptance of our imperfections, the imperfections of this moment, the body the way it is, the mind the way it is, the heart the way it is for now. And then we settle into that. Taking our seat, not in some idealized realm, but actually coming home right into the middle, the body, sitting, making contact, the energetic system, any uprightness there, or dullness, tiredness. And just bringing this non-judgmental attention to the energetic system, energetic being, bring some aliveness, presence into that. We remember that we're dealing with an alive system, a creature, a being, sensitive, vulnerable to pain and pleasure. How is that? What is that like? Not having a judgment about that. Is it good or bad? We don't really know. We just know it feels like this right now in the heart, in the body. So what we're cultivating in meditation is the heart qualities, the relational qualities that meet every moment of sensitivity. And we don't get there through ideals, through thinking, through comparing, trying to be someone. We want to find a more trustworthy reference point, intuitively trustworthy, where the heart can relax, can release, can trust. So, for example, some perception of being supported, groundedness, just the simple fact, simple knowing of pressure, contact with the earth, can invite a release of unnecessary tension, because the earth is holding us up. And it's not unpleasant, that contact. It's real. Maybe we can trust that, know that, develop whatever sense of safety might come from that. Just the relief of not having to tense unnecessarily in the body, energetically, because we can give that energy, let it flow down into the earth, so that our uprightness is just an extension of the solidity of the earth, the vertebrae stacked one on the other in a natural and comfortable way. So we'll continue in silence for some time, developing, if you can, any intuitive sense of just the groundedness, the here and now-ness, the stability, sitting, knowing. So there may be many different things going on that you could pay attention to. And one of them might be that sense of stability, groundedness, releasing into the simplicity of being supported by the earth, relaxing the unnecessary tension and the pleasantness of that. But it may not be the most obvious thing going on. So instead of pushing everything else away or making a problem out of anything, we just keep remembering to check whether there's any relative stability, ease that's accessible, any unnecessary burden, tension, energetically, in the muscles, different parts of the body that can be released. So we just keep following that thread of pleasure. Just keep noticing it, even if it's faint, appreciating it, letting it register. It's okay for the mind to like that. So we want to balance the groundedness with interest, intimacy, presence. So once there's some relative stability, groundedness, and we want to take advantage of that, appreciate that, and really show up, we can use that ease to settle in more, to be more here, which can be felt as, again, releasing unconscious tension that in some ways keeping us a little bit distant, complete exposure, not holding on, grasping, resisting. And staying grounded, so balancing those two qualities of interest, intimacy, and groundedness. And for the last few seconds, if your eyes have been closed, as a way to put down any doing and any unconscious tension that might be there, with that you might open your eyes, putting down all intentions except release.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.